Unit 2. The Language of the World. Аудиозапись номер 5. Listen to what the boy from Norway says about his trip to some European countries and mark the sentences in your workbook as true, false, or not stated.
Our fantastic journey. I would like to tell you about my trip this summer. Two of my best friends and I traveled through Europe by train. Our plan was to visit Germany, Italy, Greece, and France. Gro, Berger, and me are from Norway, but live in the city of Bergen and go to the same school. We started our journey 2 days before Norway was going to play an important football match against Ireland. We went to Germany with a stop in Copenhagen. When we arrived in Copenhagen, we understood that we were in time to see the football match. We found the only place in the nearby streets where they had a television. It was an Irish pub. It was fairly easy to speak to people in Copenhagen. They understood us because Norwegian and their language, Danish, are not very different. When we entered the pub, we saw at once that the majority of people there were Irish football fans. In fact, we were the only boys in the place who shouted for Norway. Norway lost the match. The Irish footballers were much better. We had a quick meal in the pub and went to the railway station to catch the next train to Berlin. My friends and I don't speak German. Our foreign language at school is English. Luckily, it turned out that people in Berlin could understand English. Young people and older people helped us to find the places we wanted to visit and explained everything in English. After a wonderful week in Italy, we found a boat to take us to the Greek island of Corfu. Corfu is very popular with tourists. On the boat there were a lot of young people coming from all over the world. There we met some Norwegian girls. It was great to speak Norwegian again after a week abroad trying to understand fast-speaking Italians. But English helped us in Italy and in Greece too. The time we spent on the island was really fantastic. It was about 40 degrees centigrade, but we swam a lot and had fun. Then we went through France and returned to Norway. And nearly everywhere English helped us to speak to people from different countries. It is really a global language.